Blog Talk Radio.
Mars Mills, you become a part of the Mars Mills experience, just like the Sambu page. Okay, it's the Mars Mills experience. Okay? Oh, happy Mac Monday. Fun Sunday. Have you been enjoying the weekend? Did you enjoy your weekend? I definitely enjoyed watching NBC News broadcast of the 2012 Olympics. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And just looking on Facebook, looking at awesome pics of, well, over the weekend, I've been checking out pictures that Ryan Seacrest had posted on his page, Ryan Seacrest, but then also this morning, there are awesome pictures of he and Billy Bush at the on air with Ryan Seacrest in London at the Subway sponsored location. So if you're a big fan and supporter of Ryan Seacrest, Ryan Seacrest Productions, host of American Idol, and American Idol is stopping in the capital city of Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, where I am tomorrow. Wow, tickets sold out quickly, but the promoters did release about 400 tickets last week, and I know they, I know like 300 of them sold out quickly, and I guess the other 100 sold out soon after. I should have worked on getting me a media pass or something. I should have asked Ryan Sequist. But Ryan is working so hard, and I'm loving it. I have been watching the Olympics. I've noticed some people that are not interested in the Olympics, but I have always been interested in the Olympics ever since I was a little girl. And it's really been amazing and very competitive and just full of fun and excitement. And thank you so much to my UK friends who have been keeping me in the know of what's been going on in London. Thank you so much, Carlos and Pilly and Party Man. I guess Party Man, that's my friend. We love Prince, and he hosts and promotes Prince parties, purple parties, and boat parties. And so Perry Gorkin and his family, they pretty much, I guess, been promoting Prince and promoting Prince music. So I need to talk with him. I'm surprised that we have not discussed the Olympics. But shout out to all of my friends in the UK and in Paris and Australia and in Asia, in Thailand, in the Caribbean islands, and just everywhere here in the States also. Just thank you so much. If today's your birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to all my friends who celebrated on yesterday and this past weekend, and just, you know, all fellow Leos. My birthday is coming up in less than 2 weeks. And, you know, some years I celebrate and recognize humbly the entire month of my birthday. This is one of those years, you know, where I took a deep breath and just digest that my birthday month has approached. And I really do love birthdays, and so I love it when I find out that it's someone's birthday, you know, and people like to hear happy birthday. And it's fun. That's a special day. So even my friends who say it's just another day, if they don't want the attention on them, they do kind of things for other people. Like Lewis Howes, he doesn't like put the focus on him, but he put the focus on showing kindness to other people also, and that is something that his father taught him. And I'm talking about Sports Network or Sports Executive Association head guy, Lewis Howes, you know, really. But again, I'm looking at celebrities whose birthdays are today, and it's actress Hilary Swank's birthday. She turns 38. I'm courtesy of Associate Press via Dallas News. But Felix, baseball commissioner, 78. Buddy Guy, he's 76. Peter Bogdanovich, I always have his name, Peter B., you all know who I'm talking about. Director, 73. Eleanor Smith, feminist activist, 73. Paul Anka, I love Paul Anka. I do. I like music. Paul Anka, Paul Williams. Oh, man, Frank Sinatra, I love just smooth singers. 71 today, David Sanborn, jazz saxophonist, 67. Arnold Schwarzenegger, former governor of California and also awesome actor, he's 65. Jean Reno, actor, 64. Shelton Burke, 56. Kate Bush is 54. Richard Linklater, 52. Lawrence Fishburne is 51. Vivica Fox is 48 and looks very good. Takes great care of herself. Simon Baker, 43, actor. Christopher Nolan, director of Batman movies, is 42. Amazing talent. Tom Green, actor, comedian, 41. Christina Taylor, actress, 41. Dean Edwards, actor, comedian, 39. Jamie Presley is 35. And actress Kudrow, oh, my God, I love her. She's so funny. Well, I love everybody from Friends. She is 49 today, and she most definitely looks very, very youthful to me. And let's see, some historic moments. I won't read all. You can just check out Associated Press. I'm sure some of you all respect the papers also. provide this information. President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the medical care bill into law dating back in 65. The first representative assembly in America convened in Jamestown, Virginia in 1619, and the city of Baltimore. Shout out to all my friends in Baltimore. And I'm Cosmo Gaddafi, one of my best online friends, and he's called into the show before. He's in Baltimore, on the outskirts of Baltimore. I have many friends in Baltimore. And, of course, most recently, who I've interviewed twice, True God, you know, he's based in Baltimore also. And there's many others. The list goes on and on. And, you know, Carmelo Anthony, who's on Team USA. Shout out to Team USA, King James and all the guys. You know, he's a native of Baltimore also. New York Nick, 1863, American automaker Henry Ford was born in Dearborn Township, Michigan. 1942, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed a bill creating a women's auxiliary agency in the Navy known as Women Accepted for Volunteer Emergency Service, or in other words, WAVE. And also in 1945, the USS Indianapolis, which had just delivered key components of the Hiroshima atomic bomb to the Pacific island of Tinian, was torpedoed by a Japanese submarine, and 880 men lost their lives. Oh, my God. In 1971, this is a big day for those of you who love this history. Apollo 55 astronauts David R. Scott and James B. Irwin landed on the moon. And that's in 71. And in 75, former Kansas Union President Jimmy Hoffa disappeared in suburban Detroit. His remains have never been found. So that's just a snippet of some historic moments. And history has been made every day. And, yeah, I'm sure you all, yes, I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, and I know many of you have been seeing the news regarding the First Baptist Church that did not allow African-American, an American who happens to be of color, she and her fiancé to marry in their church. It's been, like, big news here locally for about the past week, but over the weekend it's made national and international news. Because before that, the story was regarding a same-sex couple that had been in the news before that requested the Mississippi Ag Museum to allow them to have a commitment ceremony, but the answer was no. Same-sex marriages are not legal here in the state, but, you know, commitment ceremonies, to me, that's different. That's showing your commitment to one another. I mean, even couples of opposite sex, you know, it's like commitment, like when you wear a commitment ring and so on. But that had been the big story. But the past week here, it had been the church in Crystal Springs, Mississippi, which is about an hour and a half south of Jackson, in between the coast, in between Hattiesburg and Jackson. But some of you are familiar with Hattiesburg, but it's been making it international and national news, and I think they're planning a unity rally today, and I think they did some rallies yesterday. But very, very sad story also regarding that the young lady was a member of this predominantly Caucasian Baptist church, First Baptist Church, and she and her, it's not an interracial couple, both of them are of people of, you know, African American. And they cannot invite and everything. But the pastor still married them at another nearby church where most of the congregation is black. And I'm sure you all have been hearing the story and keeping up with the story. But I guess some of you might say, well, I want to hear her mention that. So I just, you know, I'm mentioning it and bringing it up to you because it is, is important. Race relations is always important. Any type of public relations, humanity issues are always important to bring up. And so when I mention other things that happen in other parts of the world, when something is happening right here, and, they're asking for the church members that did not want them to marry there to apologize. But, I guess that's important for publicity. But, and these are Christians at a church. But if it's not in someone's heart to apologize, I don't know. You know? Because I don't want someone, those of you that have done me wrong or have hurt me, and if your apology is not sincere, I'd rather you keep your apology, you know? Because what I do in regards to forgiveness and apology, I take it to the Lord. I take it to God in prayer. And I believe in apologies. But also for people that I enjoy that prayer when you say, if I have knowingly or unknowingly offended or hurt anybody, please, Lord, you know, forgive me and I repent my sins. So there might be, it might be someone that's hurt by something I have done and I didn't even know I hurt them. So, you know, so that's why I take it to the Lord. But I understand the need for a public apology, and maybe they should do it for the image of the church and the image of Crystal Springs and the image of Mississippi and just the image of race relations. But if they don't feel it in their heart, they need to pray, and the church needs to pray for, and we all need to pray for people that are racist or sexist or commit ageism, you know, and even there are forms of racism within races. I hear it on talk shows all the time, like even within the black race, or African American race or black race, and even with other races, sometimes there are internal bouts of discrimination against one another. On talk shows, there's sometimes topics regarding like light-skinned African-Americans versus dark-skinned African-Americans. You know, I mean, I really can't talk on that subject because I've never really noticed that, but that's a popular topic. But in regards to they want the church members to apologize. Well, if the couple wants them to apologize, then they want to apologize, not allow them to apologize. But if it's not sincerely in their heart, I mean, what is an apology? If they need to pray, and they need to pray for the Lord to show them that it is not nice to discriminate like this. You're going to turn away a church member based on the color of their skin. That is sad, and I'm not one to pass judgment, but it's evident that is a sad situation. And look at the position that the pastor was put in also. And he went ahead and still married the couple, happily married the couple, but very hurt by the actions and very surprised by the actions of some of the members of the congregation and some of the people that the young lady probably mailed invitations to and thought would be very very happy and excited to attend her wedding. It's amazing the things you can find out about certain people. You can really find out what's in people's hearts. You know, I didn't know I was going to talk on this for a minute because I try not to, I'm an opinionated person, but I try not to be too vocal regarding my opinions. And I am one who has grown up multiculturally here in Jackson, Mississippi. And people ask me too regarding being an independent, open-minded Republican, if I ever experienced any type of racism or discrimination. I don't ever see anything like point blank in my face. Honestly, the stuff that I experienced, that's a whole other topic. But I have grown up honestly. My cousin Linda, she was part of the civil rights movement. If it wasn't for actions of my cousin Linda and other people of all colors, I wouldn't have had the opportunity and right to live a multicultural life. My cousin Linda is only 20-something years older than me, only 20 years older than me. But as a teenager, she fought for us to have equal rights alongside of Mega Evers, the late Mega Evers. So, and it's amazing when we love talking to one another because it is amazing how this was not too long ago. And I mean, this is just amazing. But it's amazing what we find out about people, people in general, not just race relations, but people in general. And it's just something that not all eyes. I wouldn't be surprised if the rallies don't grow if a lot of people don't travel worldwide to the small town of Crystal Springs. Already, the LGBT community has been upset regarding the same-sex couple. Earlier this year, a same-sex male couple had been denied a request to have a commitment ceremony, and now it's the female same-sex couple. So it's regarding marriage. It's been a lot going on in the news, and you know, this is a subject that we talk about a lot, interracial relationships and marriages and same-sex unions and rights. And now, so it's not just local news, now it's international news regarding the couple. But the couple did get married, and they're happy, but they're talking to the media and telling the media about their experience. And I don't think that the young lady is attending the church anymore, but they have talked to other African-Americans who are members of the church, and they do still attend the church. And it's on the right. That's where they feel comfortable at. You know, I guess all churches, mosques, synagogues, and different places of worship experience different situations. I didn't know I would be talking on this subject, but I know some of you want to mention that because some of my online friends and I have been talking about it, and some knew I was in Mississippi, and some really didn't realize it until we started talking about this topic. So I just want to mention that, and you know, I really don't have that much to say, but that's what I have to say. I just wanted to share that with you. That's all. Because important story. There's another story also happening in Vicksburg. It's been on national, international news. That's something. Oh, and today, the shooter, James Holmes, will be formally charged with the crimes that he committed a little over a week ago. So I'm sure we will be notified when he's headed to the courthouse to be formally charged regarding that situation. My cousin Linda emailed me late last night. She sent me some funny videos, Eddie Griffin and Prince singing and Dave Chappelle. Oh, I love it when Dave Chappelle and Dave Chappelle and Eddie Murphy's brother Charlie Murphy, pretend and talk about Prince and Rick James. So I was just checking out to see what email she had sent. But today is Motivating Monday, and it definitely needs to be motivating, but I know that is a subject you all want to hear, and that's the only reason why I mentioned it, to be honest, because we have been hearing the story for the past week, but there have been, like, other exciting news to mention, and it is important, but it's so many stories out there. But I am right here in Mississippi, and I guess some people might say, well, why is she not talking about what's happening right there in Mississippi? And, you know, I do my best because I need to talk more about what's going on here in sports. Shout out to the Braves also. They have been on a winning streak, 5 games winning, and also had a little boxing match out on the field, too, I see over the weekend. But how are you doing health-wise? Are you taking little steps and taking care of yourself? I am doing the best I can also. I'm staying committed, hadn't backlapped anything. Which my pounds will drop a little faster, but I'm feeling good, and body is transforming, and just feeling good, you know, exercising. And I hope you all have purchased your copies of Walk Off Weight that was written by prevention writer, Fitness Director Michelle Stanton. I did invite her a few weeks ago. I have not heard back from her. Hopefully we'll hear from her soon. I'm sure a woman of that caliber, fitness director of prevention, and also she's a writer and for other publications also, and I know she's very busy and does a lot of press also. So it's important to check out the book, order it, read some of the tips in it. We didn't air last Monday. I had been experiencing technical difficulties, and so I hope you enjoyed the repeat shows that I had shared with you all. But we have been talking about treadmills and also just being prepared for your walk. And it's just important to stay committed. Visit sportpeople.com also and create your a profile there at Sport People. I love Sport People. And if you choose to, you can also get involved online with the support system and talk with coaches live on the webcam and interact with other Sport People members. I love that website. I've been a part of it for about a year and a half. My coach, Coach Christy, one of my coaches, she has lost 120 pounds plus, and she teaches others and coach others also to live healthy lives. And it's amazed at her story. And also, this is not about working out, but also I watched Secret Millionaire last night. I know it was like a repeat, but whenever I watch Secret Millionaire and Undercover Boss, I always cry. And that was an amazing broadcast last night of Secret Millionaire. Wow. Amazing. But I am looking at a point, and I'm going to share the tip with you, and we'll conclude with the show, play a little music, and then conclude with the show. And because this is a short show this morning, because I'm using my backup cell, so I would not be broadcasting too long, but I missed last week broadcasting live and did not want to miss this morning broadcasting live. And I have not yet installed my Skype, so when I install my Skype, I can pretty much just call in and use and build Skype. I have attempted to install my Skype onto my switchboard. I have Skype installed, but I don't have it installed on my switchboard. And so it's important for me to have it installed within my blogtalkradio.com switchboard so I can call in and also communicate with you all, because many of you have pointed out to me that you would like to communicate via Skype, and it is good and a great feature to have. But here's a tip. The wow factor, sit down and savor your meal. When you stretch, you tend to gulp down your food, eating more than if you were paying attention to every bite. But a study at Brazos Sports Memorial Hospital in Lake Jackson, Texas, 6 women were asked to eat slowly, chew thoroughly, and stop when their food no longer tasted as good as when they took their first bite. These women lost 8 pounds on average compared to a 3-pound weight gain for a control group. Did you hear that? If you just change the way you sit down and chew and save your food, it would make a difference in maintaining your weight, losing weight, or gaining weight. Again, it says sit down and savor your meal. When you're stressed, you tend to gulp down your food, eating more than if you were paying attention to every bite. So a study at Brazos Sports Memorial Hospital in Lake Jackson, Texas. 6 women were asked to eat slowly, chew thoroughly, and stop when their food no longer tasted as good as when they took their first bite. These women lost 8 pounds on average compared to a 3-pound weight gain for a control group. I had to share that with you one more time. Now, that says a lot, doesn't it? Yes, it does. And also, coming on air also, MittRomney.com had released a new new campaign video. And so I quickly posted it on my Tumblr page, and also it's distributed out to all my other social networking sites, and it's regarding the economy and with a focus on the state of Ohio. So you know the campaigning is like in full in effect regarding President Obama and regarding GOP candidate nominee, Mitt Romney, which I hear will be making an announcement soon. But we all know that he's traveling right now, and I guess he'll be returning back soon to the States. With the First Lady, has been having a blast at the Olympics, and that's been a good thing. But I just wanted to share that with you all. And there's an event happening this afternoon where leaders of chairmen of the Democrat and Republican committees are meeting up today for a luncheon here in Jackson. Just want to shout you all out and share a little information with you in regards to this brief, back to normal, 30-minute plus broadcast of Motivating Monday. I will play a couple more songs, and you probably hear my voice one more time. Right now, I'm being kind of hesitant because I'm looking at breaking interviews. Shout out also to Black SS Granite in Dallas, Texas, which is hosting the first annual networking event on August 18th in Big D. And to those entrepreneurs and business owners that I have been having a blast networking with via Black SS Granite also. And also just shout out to all of my online and offline friends and the listeners and supporters of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports here at blogtalkradio.com. And also thank you if you also check out my profile at Sprinter.com, Culture Shock Inc. hyphen Be True. I know I really didn't want to bring up that stories of racism and sexism and ageism, they really irked me. And I really didn't want to bring that up, but it's important to bring it up. It's an important topic, you know. And it would be a discussion on talk shows and many others. And if it's a topic you all really want to go in depth and talk about, we sure can. Because it is an important topic. I'm headed on to the switchboard. I should have a new phone soon so I could be back to using my touch, my office in my palm. And I won't have to leave my switchboard to share pertinent information with you all. Remember, you can email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com, KULTURESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. Shout out to my number one fan, also Lynn Perez of New York. Shout out to Power 105 also, that I hear from William and others that are very supportive and share with their listening audience to check out Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Shout out to Brenda Torres and Ty Mock. Thank you all. I thank you and appreciate your support. And thank you for expressing to me that you appreciate mine. And, of course, shout out to David Harrison Levy. And, again, you know all your high. Shout out to YZ Chris, who is just having a blast in the UK, providing us with some of the best information and interviews there are, because he is definitely one of the best. And NBC knew what they were doing when they hired him to go along with NBC Sports. And also the other networks are doing a great job also. ABC News and the other news channels also are doing a great job also covering the Olympics. But, you know, NBC Sports is the channel that we watch the Olympics. NBC is the sponsor. But the other networks are doing an awesome job also covering the 2012 Olympics. It's amazing. But, again, thank you for tuning in. And remember, do your stretches and meditate and exercise and your breathing exercises. And stay focused on your goals and smile and, you know, stand up for what you believe in and all that good stuff, okay? I really appreciate you and thank you. You've been listening to Motivating Mondays, and I am Beth. And follow me on Pinterest, Pinterest.com, Culture Shock Beth, KULTURESHOKBETH. God bless. Here's Austin Brown, Menage a Trois.
I am in a predicament, trying to be a gentleman. She wants me back again.
Oh, I tried so hard
to be as faithful, but I wasn't able. Now it's more painful. Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no room to fit.
No room to
when
fit.
You fall in a kiss, we find that true love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
Who can be mean? I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
But it's ménage à trois.
Oh, and also a shout out to the one attending the Jackson Music Awards tonight. Congratulations to all the nominees and everyone attending, and congratulations also to all of the winners at last night's Gospel Awards. The Gospel Awards always happen on Sunday, and then the Jackson Music Awards always happen on the Monday. So congratulations to all winners of last night's event, and also all the nominees for tonight's event, Jackson Music Awards, which is scheduled to be held at the Marriott Hotel in downtown Jackson, Mississippi.
I am in a predicament, trying to be a gentleman. She wants me back again.
Oh, I tried so hard
to be as faithful, but I wasn't able. Now it's more painful. Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose.